This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It's Friday, and we're having a very good conversation now about Buy Local. It's the Buy Local Summit and Expo 2024, and we're joined by Eustace Mashimbia, who's going to talk to us a little bit more. Registration is now open for consumers to attend the proudly South African flagship event, the annual Buy Local Summit and Expo. The Sandton Convention Center in Johannesburg will host the 12th iteration on the 25th and 26th of March 2024. Now, the event, which is lauded for its ingenious threading together of manufacturers, buyers, government, policymakers, and business development agencies, will see about 200 local vendors from textiles, manufacturing, construction, healthcare, agriculture, and several other sectors and experts to play host to about 2,000 visitors over the two-day period. So let's get into our conversation now about this auspicious event. Eustace, thank you very much for joining us and welcome to Power Lunch.
Yes, good afternoon, Pavi, and good afternoon to the Power listeners.
Perhaps we start by giving us a brief proudly South African background and the purpose of the Buy Local Summit and Expo.
So the Proudly South African campaign is really the national Buy Local initiative for the country. We have an advocacy role where we seek to ensure that if anyone out there is making a purchasing decision, they think local first. You know, there are instances where we know some of the things are not necessarily available in the country, but as best as possible, whatever the consumer is buying is available in the country. Our role is to appeal to the consumer to choose a locally made product. And by consumer, I mean, you know, ordinary citizens, but also those buying for their businesses, whether it's big businesses or small businesses. And in fact, our role even extends to government. So we have a lot of initiatives aimed at making sure that the public sector also buys locally. Mm. And so what you then have in March every year is a culmination of all the activities that we conduct throughout our financial year, which ends in March. So from April to March, we roll out a lot of access to market initiatives aimed at making sure that locally made products do get supported. And it's just a culmination of that, and it takes place in the form of a conference which has an expo running alongside it.
Why is localization important, and what role do platforms such as this summit and expo play in emphasizing the importance of support local, Eustace?
Localization is critical, in a country like ours, mm. where you have such high levels of unemployment persisting and where, you know, there's no end in sight for when it will get better. We have to try and use that which is tried and tested all over the world. If you look at developed economies, Bavi, they have localization policies. In fact, a week ago, we saw the U.S. president again affirming, you know, the need for them to drive localization and support industries that, you know, have a labor intensive in nature, able to absorb as many people as possible, but most importantly, those industries that produce that which they consume as Americans. And that's why the trade wars between the United States and China, as an example, are well documented. It's because they know that, you know, it gives them the ability to have as many of their people as possible employed if those factories keep making the products, because the demand that exists in the country is fulfilled through those products that are made in the U.S. And so the same applies to us. We have a lot of industries that are labor-intensive, clothing and textile, footwear and leather. If you think of, industries that produce all of our fast-moving consumer goods, a lot of jobs come from those industries. And if we don't buy from them, like we saw, you know, in the last 30 years or so, where we then started deindustrializing because all of these products that flooded our market started getting preference over that which is made locally. And that is the most important thing. The other spin-off, besides, it contributing to retention of jobs and creation of jobs, is you know, the contribution to the growth of the economy. You have then have more people paying taxes. You have more businesses making money paying taxes. And so tax base grows. Government is able to render services. And really, the benefits are really enormous.
Mm, mm, mm. Yeah. So how can listeners attend the Buy Local Summit and Expo?
The Bi-Local Summit and Expo takes place, like you said, at the Sandton Convention Center on Monday and Tuesday, the 25th and 26th of March. It's free to attend. There's no cost. So you just go to bilocalsummit.co.za or to the proudlysa.co.za website. There is a link for you to register on our landing page. And, you show up as a business person, there is a lot for you to benefit from the program that has been packaged. We partner with the DTIC, we partner with Department of Small Business, and a lot of other partners in the private sector. The flagship event for a couple of years has had APSA as a headline partner. So you can imagine what they bring to the table together with all our other partners. And so it's not just a conference where we talk about localization and what can be done to ensure that it works. There's a whole host of information that is provided to those attending, especially if you are looking for people to support you as a business person. Even if you don't necessarily have a stand yourself at the expo, you can still benefit from the networking opportunities that are there. Those who are exhibiting, participating in things like the matchmaking program, where we match them with buyers. So the member of Parties of Kin, you get a stand, we match you with the buyers that, represent the desired target markets that you're looking for. At least at the expo, the buyer can come and physically touch the product, they interact with you as the entrepreneur, because people really buy from people. And that is, the thinking behind packaging this conference in the fashion in which it is packaged.
Mm. So can you tease the program for the two-day event for us and highlight what the Business Solutions Hub is?
So the program over the two-day period has a strong focus on day one on localization and the contribution that can be made by big business to this conversation. And the beneficiaries really are going to be the small businesses. So you have the private sector, 17 corporates who are making commitments in terms of what they are going to buy locally. Previously we had entities, that said to us they were buying without necessarily giving consideration as to where the product comes from. So it wasn't really an issue of ignorance. Not that people did not, feel that sense of economic patriotism so that they can support the country. So now that people understand and we're working with them, they're making commitments to say they're going to buy local, they're going to identify products or raw materials or components or consumables that they use day-to-day, some is even equipment and machinery that they buy for their businesses, which they previously bought from elsewhere, they're going to buy locally. And so the beneficiaries really of those procurement opportunities are the businesses in the room, are the businesses that affiliate with us. And that is the focus pretty much on day one, with the keynote address given by Minister Patel. And you have a lot of captains of industry talking about some of the contributions that they've been making and they aspire to make going forward. Day two then focuses a lot on localization from a small business perspective. You have a lot of small businesses. The products that we see flooding our social media pages that are made in South Africa, we're casting a spotlight on all of them. We're even casting a spotlight even on a genre that creates a lot of jobs. If you think of Amapiano, every single song probably has four or five people. It's not like with us when it was Bubblegum and Kwaito, where you had one or two people on a song. These guys have five, six people on every song. So it's five, six jobs, basically, that are created just with that one song.
Sure.
And so it's about casting a spotlight on the creative industry and the ability of that industry to create jobs. And we've just decided to choose a genre that we know we are taking to the world as part of South Africa, and we partnered with Brand South Africa because that's the responsibility they have to sell the country outside. And so those are just some of the highlights of what will be happening over the two-day period. When your question around the Business Solutions Hub, we have packaged an offering that allows every single person to have a one-stop shop. As long as you're a business person, you're an entrepreneur, and you want assistance, financial or non-financial, you can go to the Business Solutions Hub where you're going to find and get on-site assistance. We're not giving away flyers and leaflets at that platform. You go there, you speak. If your desire is to do your annual returns with CIPC, they will help you. If your desire is to do your returns with SARS, they will help you. If you have a problem with SARS, you can go to the stand next to them and talk to the tax ombud and complain about SARS. If you want to protect your IP and your trademark because you have a product that you think you know, might be subjected to counterfeit designs and stolen, and so you can register you know, your IP there. So it's basically everything that you want, IDC, NEF, APSA, FNB, all of those people are providing information on how to access funding from them. CEDA will help you with the non-financial side of your business. So the Business Solutions Hub is really that. It's a solutions hub for businesses to get assistance on the spot and not necessarily, you know, given phone numbers and asked to come later to see them at their offices.
How effective is buying local to job creation and economic transformation, Eustace?
It's very, very effective. We have seen, especially if you talk transformation, you know, if you think of a typical business, you know, I come from Mamelodi. If I think of a franchise in Mamelodi, a popular one, the buyer or the owner of that franchise in Mamelodi does not necessarily have, you know, the benefit of deciding for themselves as to where their products they utilize daily will come from. Because the buyer who sits somewhere in an office, you know, the other side of Johannesburg decides for them who they must buy from. And so with these programs that we drive as Powerlift South Africa, you are able to start seeing transformation because we are now getting the franchises to empower the franchisors to buy from those people in their communities. We are, through that program, able to get these companies to supply the franchises next to them and create jobs in the communities in which those businesses are operating. And so that is the most important thing, is that transformation can really be driven through, you know, a campaign like ours. One of the things that we have noticed over the years is people have legacy suppliers. The big business buys from the same supplier all the years. The business is passed on from the fathers to the kids. The kids buy from each other. And so what happens to a new entrant? And so localization allows us to bring in new entrants. The minute a private sector entity says, we are willing to listen, we are willing to hear you out as a business person as a result of our intervention as Powerlift South Africa, you are then given an opportunity to go and pitch to a buyer that you would normally not be able to get access to. Those are some of the things we do. Those are some of the things that will be happening over the two days. So it really supports efforts around industrialization, in that even the smaller guys can go to a point where they become industrialists, because we don't want SMMEs to remain SMMEs forever, but that can only happen if people are buying from them. And it allows those who are already industrialists to really start driving programs like transformation, etc., because they know that the aggregated demand in the country will benefit them.
Fantastic. Well, it's happening on the 25th and 26th of March. It's called the Buy Local Summit and Expo, representing proudly South African CEO Eustace Mashimbia. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Pabi. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.